I was raised in Minnesota. I was born in the town of Minneapolis. Minnesota actually is a Dakota word, Minne, which means water, and Shota, which is kind of abbreviation, means like smoke on water, land of sky blue water, kind of like. And I grew up there. It took me away from my mother. She was like 18 years old, and she wasn't married, so they took me away from her, and they sterilized her. She didn't know that they had did that, and I think I almost died because they gave me the last rites. Some nun had given me the last rites like 3 days after I was born, so I must have been pretty close to death. And I just moved around. I didn't have any set place. I was, first 4 years of my life, I was never in a place more than a month. Sometimes I would move every day. And finally, this one lady took pity on me and took me in. And I think I stayed there for about 8 years in that home. And then started going through more. I ended up being like in 105 different situations until I was 16. And then I just ran away. I think the first thing I remember, I was 3 years old. I was tied up in a chair and being beaten, like with a fist and stuff, because of the way I look. And I think that's kind of really affected me in life. It's a little difficult for me to trust people now. And moving around so much, I ended up getting adopted by an Indian family from northern Minnesota. And that helped me out a lot, because I was just all alone. And I think in my childhood I wasn't really happy. I think the only thing that I really had was like sports. I enjoyed playing sports and things like that. But it wasn't really too good of a time. I think after I met my family, and I think I found out that I was a Dakota, and started to get into our culture and religion and stuff, and really helped me out to grow and realize a lot of stuff. And anyway, that's where the mom would come from. Well, I think being Dakota is one of the best things I think ever happened to me. I remember when I grew up, there wasn't too many people of color. It was mainly everybody was white, and I thought, where did I come from? I just felt out of place. And once I found out I was a native and indigenous, and I met my family and started to get involved with stuff, and it was just so comfortable. It was like an old shoe or something that you're just familiar with. And there was a lot of answers that I had, and questions that just arise that were all answered by meeting people. I think it took me about a year just to realize in my mind and life, what a family is. This is what a mother is, and this is what a father is, and this is what brothers and sisters are like. And because everything was always foster or someone else's and not mine. When I finally met my flesh and blood, I was like pretty impressed, and the more I got into Native culture, the more I loved it. It was such a good way to be, and so different from the modern world of America and stuff. And it's just like it was a different way of looking at life, because it was based upon subsistence and living off the earth, hunting, fishing, gathering. And in the United States, and I guess most of the world now, it's, you know, you go to the store and you buy stuff and it's all packaged for you, and you know, you don't really go through the hunt or the fishing, and you don't really have all these ceremonies and wisdom from other people to come to you. You have to just pick up stuff that might be passed on to you. And so all these things were like, really woke me up when I would hear these old people talk, and I'd really listen. And I remember a lot of kids my age, they weren't listening. There was like maybe one ear, but I listened with both ears because it was like brand new stuff to me, and it was like so important. And it's like subtle stuff, you know, like calling the earth mother, you know. And then you really realize that the earth really is a woman, and all life comes from the earth, and it feeds us and nurtures us just like our own mothers do.